Many Rhode Islanders are paying off student loans that average more than $31,000, one of the highest student debt burdens in the nation. As we continue our series, Paying for It, Rhode Islanders Struggle with Student Debt, we look at what happens when those loans become too much to handle. I met Allison Dean at her house on a quiet street in Warwick, sandwiched between the airport and Narragansett Bay. In her small yellow kitchen, she rifles through a stack of bills on the counter next to the coffee machine.
Here's some of my mortgage stuff that keeps changing.
Dean is a thin blonde with spiky hair who's raising three young boys. And she's recently struggled to make mortgage payments because of some unexpected medical expenses. Money is often tight.
I worry constantly about money. I worry about the mortgage. I worry about my kids. I worry about just all our finances.
Dean has a bachelor's degree in social work and makes a living counseling families who are applying for college financial aid. She tells them to look everywhere for scholarships and negotiate with colleges to reduce the amount they have to borrow. And she speaks from personal experience. Dean and her ex-husband borrowed about $65,000 for college and later graduate school.
We were foolish, and we still owe the same amount. We haven't made payments on it.
Dean says they used part of the money to travel, and some of the money went towards classes she took at Rhode Island College for a graduate degree in education, which she never finished. Although they both have undergraduate degrees, it's been tough to find regular employment that really pays the bills.
Which is another thing when I'm talking to my students or the families of my students, I stress that it's not like when I went to college where you could get a degree in social work or English or, you know, get a bachelor's and be okay and get a good job. Today, you can't do that.
Further complicating the situation for Dean, she and her ex-husband consolidated their loans and later got divorced.
We were advised not to in case we ever got divorced. And we were like, oh, we'll never get divorced because you can't split that. We did get divorced and you can't split that.
As Dean has learned, you can't split up student loans once they've been consolidated. And if her husband is ever unable to pay his share, she'll be on the hook for the money. Even bankruptcy didn't make their student loans go away. Persis Yu, an attorney at the Center for Consumer Law, says student loan borrowers have to meet a very high standard known as undue hardship to discharge their student loans through bankruptcy.
It's a huge problem for borrowers that, you know, that it is such a high hurdle, and bankruptcy is an important protection, and there's unfortunately no fresh start for student loan borrowers.
There's no fresh start, Yu says, because federal student loans can essentially follow you until you die. But there are programs to help borrowers in difficulty. For Allison Dean and her ex-husband, a new federal program called income-based repayment has made a big difference. Their income is so low right now, they don't have to make any payments on their student loans at all. This allows them to avoid defaulting, but it also means the interest on their loans keeps racking up. And Dean says it's not the situation she had hoped for when she borrowed the money.
We owe it. Yeah. It's not something that I want to get around. It's just we happen to be in a position where we can't pay it.
So Dean tells her clients not to make the same mistakes she and her ex-husband made. She points out that the $65,000 they borrowed would only pay for about a year of undergraduate education these days, at least at many private colleges. And when it comes to sending her own three boys to college, Dean says she'll encourage them to start at a community college so they can keep the cost to a minimum. And she's considering going even one step further. She plans to encourage them to go to a vocational high school where they can learn a trade. That way, she says, they'll have something to fall back on so they can pay their loans, even if jobs are hard to come by after college. Elizabeth Harrison, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.